We are joined in the media center by our Mellow Yellow Series Pro Stock winner at the Magic Dry Arizona Nationals, Jeg Coughlin Jr. I said winner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Winner, winner. Last win was Sonoma 2018, last final round, Dallas. It is your 62nd Pro Stock win, 81 overall. That is a huge, huge victory and a big win as you are a five-time Pro Stock world champion. Your final round opponent was Matt Hartford, and Matt turned on the big red evil eye. You got the win. Jeg, what does this victory mean to you?
It's awesome. We kind of had an abbreviated qualifying with Friday being rained out, and kind of put everyone behind a couple of runs. You know, it's early in the season, so we don't have a whole lot of runs under our belt. And came out Saturday, made two good runs, ran 54 both runs, and ended up seventh. Pro Stock were just, the top 15, 14, 13, 14, 15 are separated by just 100th and a half, 200s. And it was, today, as we fast forward to game day, it was on, and I felt really good behind the wheel. Had my good buddy Greg Anderson first round, which was feels like a final round, and
100th time.
Yeah, 100th time on top of that, and we certainly weren't. You can't take him lightly anywhere, whether it's on the tree or in the tuning side or the driving side, and they ran into trouble early, and we were able to kind of motor down through there for the win, and then I ran three of my teammates. Alex, second round, he had a Heim of all things brake in his clutch linkage, and didn't have a clutch pedal basically, and it was pulling the car through. I knew he was having some trouble with something over there, based on how long it took him to stage and stuff, and felt for him there. And then running up against two-time champ and teammate Eric Enders there in the semis, I know what they're capable of. I know what she's capable of, and we had a good drag race. Obviously for me, it turned out well. And came back in the final and ran another teammate, Matt Hartford, local here. I know he was really wanting the win bad for his local crowd and local family, but we came out on top today, and it feels great to get our 1,000th Pro Stock victory today.
Yes, 1,000 round wins. Let's open it up to questions to members from the media. Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster.
You've had success here before in both Pro Stock and even the sportsman classes, but it's been a decade. Good to get back in the winner's circle here early in the season?
It definitely is, yeah. I've had a lot of great memories here over the years, closing in on what was hoping to be a 97 championship season in Super Stock and Comp. Had to win the race here in Comp to go back in the lead, and did just that. But a week later in Pomona for the World Finals, had that snatched from under us from Andy Manna. So, we've won here a couple of times. I think 2009's the last time in Pro Stock, and it definitely feels great. I miss having the rest of the family out here with me, Samantha and Jeggy and Carly and brothers and Pop. But I know they're cheering me on. I was fielding some texts from them throughout the day, and it's always great to have such a big cheering crowd in our corner. And likewise, back at Jeg's, all of our associates, want to thank them for their hard work and the millions of packages that they see through through the system to take care of our customers. So huge, huge win today, and really looking forward to the rest of the season. We're looking to debut a new car in Gainesville, and so we'll send this one off in really due fashion with a win. It's been a really good car for us the last not quite year, and again looking forward to the rest of the season.
Sporting the number two on the car here in 2019, you were pretty vocal about the countdown in 2018, how you had shots at Tanner Gray,
yeah,
and came up a little bit short. Here, coming out of the box is strong. Is that number two a bit of a motivator to have come so close and have had an opportunity at a championship? Is Jeg Coughlin out in 2019 to kind of right that wrong, so to speak?
Well, I mean, fortunately, we've been on the good side of the number twos several times, and I think that's our fifth championship season we finished as a bridesmaid, so to speak. Nothing to hang our hat about. Obviously, we watched what Gray Motorsports did, and Tanner and crew, they were really just unstoppable. Couldn't do anything wrong. Even when they fouled it up, was able to turn the wind light on. And we've had seasons like that, and you got to ride it while you can. And certainly we've wished him well in his new endeavors. But to answer your question, we're certainly not disappointed at the number two finish last year, because it was up against the best in the world here. We would love to forward that a number one by the end of the 2019 Bella Yolo season, but it's young and a lot of racing left. We'll chalk this win up today as a great win without question, and also one to get our attention.
Is there anything that you haven't been asked you want people to know about?
Yeah, probably not. Over the 20 years we've been racing pro stock, we've fielded a lot of questions in all arenas. But one thing's for sure, really enjoy our fan base out there. It's been growing by the day, since 1998 when I started racing professionally for myself. And with a big family like we have, my brothers John, Troy, and Mike, and Father Jeg Sr., who's a Hall of Famer himself, it's been great to help carry the banner as a Team Jeg's family, and looking forward to the rest of the year.
Jeg, congratulations on your win at the Magic Dry Arizona Nationals.
Thank you, Joe.